Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the DC Hospital Association's Continuing Education Initiative for the Improvement in Treatment of People Who Use Banned and Non-Prescribed Drugs in the District. I'm Laura. I'm an ER doctor in the district, and I'll be your host today. So great news. Shortly after we finished recording last month's episodes, we got big news that the X waiver is gone. So as you may have heard by now, with the passage of the 2023 omnibus in late December came the passage of the MAT Act, which is authored by Congressman Paul Tonko of New York, which has repealed the X waiver that we've previously discussed. The DEA has since released a statement that this change is effective immediately. So what does this mean? What this means is anyone with a DEA license to prescribed controlled substances can now prescribe buprenorphine for the treatment of opioid use disorder without any special training or certification. So the X waiver exception that we talked about for ER providers last month and the more formal 8-hour training, 24-hour training for all providers for the X waiver to prescribe buprenorphine is no more. Now, anyone who has a DEA license can prescribe buprenorphine without specific training or particular restrictions. The MAT Act has also removed the cap on the number of patients that a DEA licensed provider can treat with buprenorphine at one time. Previously, providers that had an X waiver under the exception that didn't require training were capped at 30 patients at a time. After the passage of the MAT Act, there are no caps and you can treat any patients that are eligible and good candidates for treatment with buprenorphine without worrying about a patient limit. This legislation has the potential to dramatically expand patients' access to evidence-based treatment for opioid use disorder. France has used a very similar low barrier framework to treat patients with opioid use disorder for about 20 or 30 years now, and they saw a dramatic decrease in opioid overdose deaths when they implemented this framework. I think they dropped deaths by about 80%. So this has a lot of potential to really improve the treatment of people who use drugs. The implications on us of this legislation as providers are also really significant. Historically, providers have been pretty slow to get their X waivers and pretty slow to start using buprenorphine, which is largely the product of the X waiver's existence. I think the X waivers created a lot of fear and a lot of misconceptions in providers and physicians about buprenorphine, which is understandable. It feels like if a medication requires a special license and has special regulations and enforcement, it feels intuitive that it's more dangerous than all of the medications that we can prescribe without restrictions and without undergoing special training. Ultimately, that perception, while it's intuitively, it makes sense, it's incorrect. As we've discussed previously, buprenorphine is far safer than many, if not most, other drugs we use pretty routinely. It's definitely safer than all of the opioids we prescribe on our normal DEA license without special training. And getting rid of the X waiver is sort of the first necessary step to unpacking this misconception we have that this is a dangerous or somehow a specially complicated drug. The MAT Act also calls for the Department of Health and Human Services to develop and implement like systemic education to all providers that have a DEA license about the use of buprenorphine and medication for opioid use disorder, in order to have just your general DEA license. They should have more guidance on this coming out in June or July is what the DEA is currently predicting. And I do think this education is ultimately going to be necessary and beneficial. It looks like it's going to be a one-time educational requirement. It won't be 8 hours every time you get your DEA license renewed from what they're currently sort of predicting, how the legislation currently reads. But I do think this education will ultimately be helpful to sort of unpack some of these cognitive biases we have about buprenorphine as somehow being harder to use. I think in the meantime, it's still a good idea for us to continue with our own sort of self-education about buprenorphine and about opioid use disorder in general. But I am very hopeful that the removal of the X waiver and the passage of the MAT Act will start to enable the healthcare system to undo some of the harm and provide some equity in treating people with opioid use disorder. We've not historically done a very good job of that. So the MAT Act, and then the MATE Act is the act that will include the educational requirements. We're getting some education coming out from the DEA already. You probably all received an email within the past few weeks from the DEA saying the X waiver is no longer necessary, and we should be getting more clarity in the next couple of months about what exactly educational requirements we'll have for our DEA licenses. But in the interim, I hope that you can get something out of these podcasts, get a little bit more comfortable with buprenorphine.